This is Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, Phil, tell me that you've got some interesting facts about the AFL.
I have, Rick, I have. But before we kick off, I haven't seen you for a couple of weeks and I hardly recognised you this morning.
Why is that?
Well, you've lost so much weight. Oh, five odd kilos.
Oh, unbelievable.
It's just dropping off.
Yeah, it is. It's just dropping off. It's just.
I wasn't going to mention it, but I thought it's only right of me.
Phil, that's really nice of you. It's always encouraging. I decided that I'd lose a couple of kilos and I'm on the way.
Good boy. Very good. Yeah, getting into the AFL, Rick. What about the Crows?
Well, what about the Crows? My son sent me a text during the game saying he was watching the Crows versus Melbourne, and being a good Port supporter, he sent me a text saying this is one of the best games I've seen for a long time.
Loved it. Every moment of it. It was great. Good old-fashioned thrashing.
Well, it's the old story, isn't it? I mean, like, you can argue that the Crows have got a lot missing, but it all starts...
How good are Melbourne?
Well, that is the million-dollar question. Do you want to know a couple of facts?
Look, I know you've got them there, so let me have them.
Well, they've all played 10 games, or at least most of them have played 10 games. Now, the Gold Coast and Port might have missed out on one so far, but... And Melbourne is sitting in the four comfortably on 7 wins and 3 losses. And I think you'll agree that you listen to the Melbourne... scribes, and they reckon that the Melbourne have won the grand final already.
Well, it's just like another Western Bulldogs the other year, a couple of years back, isn't it?
Bang, bang, bang. Yep, and that's the way they're trying to paint it. However, without trying to put a curse on them, it's pretty interesting. Out of the 7 wins, would you believe that they've beaten Carlton, Gold Coast, St Kilda, Brisbane and Essendon? Now, they are sitting on the bottom. Well, Essendon aren't quite on the bottom of the ladder, but the other four, Carlton, Brisbane, St Kilda and Gold Coast, are the bottom four on the premiership table. So it's a bit early to be calling them premiership winners, I would have thought. What do you reckon?
Well, they really haven't beaten anybody, to be honest. The Crows, basically.
Lost to the Crows. they beat the Crows, that's right. And... It's interesting. Really, the sides that they've lost to are, your Geelong, Hawthorns, etc. So they've got a lot to prove yet, I think.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, they've got a long way to go. It's not one in May or June, is it, the premiership?
No. Well, it could be North Melbourne, I suppose. What's the story there?
Well, who have they beaten?
Well, they haven't beaten a lot either, have they?
No, they haven't. Really, their form is not too, we don't really know where they are, where they're at, do we?
Well, we don't. I will admit that they, to me, look a reasonable side. I think they, going back to Melbourne for a minute, I think they're almost in the, Melbourne are almost in the Port Adelaide situation where we look a bit average without Paddy Ryder. You take away Maxie for Melbourne, and I reckon they'd be in big strife. What do you think?
Well, they got the Bulldogs this week, so that'll test them too. I mean, the Bulldogs are just starting to come back into their premiership-winning form.
Ooh, that's
so,
a big call.
I will be tipping Melbourne, but I believe that it will be a big test for them this week.
Yeah, I think Melbourne. I'm not sure about the Bullies. I know it's a horrible thing to say. I think they're a bit of a one-hit wonder, really.
I think you could be right with that too. But, it'll be a bit more of a test. They'll have to play someone this week.
Oh, yes.
It's obviously Melbourne, because they're both Melbourne sides. So, interesting game, I think. But lucky enough, a couple of weeks ago, Rick, saw Sydney v Freo. It wasn't the best game, but just wanted to go and see where you dented.
Well, you went for a tour, did you?
Yeah, no, went for the game. Yes. Just for the game, and I saw where you dented the panelling on the SCG with all your fours and sixes in your heyday there. So they've still got the dents in there.
I honestly would have thought they'd have repaired them by now, but...
No, I enjoyed the game. It was good just to get away and have a look at two different teams. Didn't have to really barrack and...
I mean, obviously, I've been lucky enough to play cricket there, but I've never been to a football match there. Yeah. Is it good or bad?
Look, I reckon Adelaide Oval's got it all over the SCG. There's no doubt about it. The crowd was only about 27,000. I mean, that's not big. I mean, look at Sydney. Mm. But we did have a rugby league game right next door, and that was on as well. So I guess, you know, if you've got 20,000 there, you've probably got 20 at the rugby or probably more.
And that's the and that's one of my great sort of question marks with the AFL. I think we're going to be well and truly pushing up daisies before AFL has made huge advances into New South Wales and Queensland.
And then they put another AFL side in Sydney, like Greater Western Sydney. Yeah. I mean, they are struggling. Let's face it. They've started like a house on fire and burn out to nothing.
Well, they're not only struggling on the field, they struggle to draw a crowd anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, it's all very well to say, gee, you know, Greater Western Sydney, the western parts of Sydney are expanding and the population's dramatic. Well, that's absolutely true. So obviously they don't like AFL because they're not turning up.
You hardly hear anything about it over there. You know, I spent only half a dozen days over there, but, you know, you don't hear anything about footy.
No.
There's no footy really talk.
And of course, that's true in Queensland as well. You go, you know, 100 miles north of Brisbane and they don't know what AFL is.
Yeah, and let's put another side in Brisbane as well. Exactly. Well done to the AFL.
Well, there's the other side that's really struggling, Gold Coast. And, you know, they're artificial teams and, you know, Gold Coast, you know.
And the AFL have poured so much money into them. That's the other side of it.
And, of course, I suppose it's only because they've got the money, but the arrogance. I saw CEO Gill recently interviewed down in Tasmania and said, oh, we've got no plans to put a side in Tasmania.
Well, that's where it should have come out.
Of course it is. And you know, they can pour as much money into Gold Coast as they want, but it's never going to get up and going.
You know, I was only listening to the Fox Footy this morning and I can't remember, one of the so-called expert commentators said that Greater Western Sydney are only a smidgen in front of the Gold Coast. And you know what? He's right.
Oh,
they're not much better than the Gold Coast. Yeah.
And the other thing is that over the years, they've tried every formula with Sydney. I was silly enough when it was owned by the doctor, Eccleston, to buy shares in the place, and the first lot went bankrupt, and so I bought another lot and they went the same way. So it shows how smart I am. But, you know, it's been propped up forever. They've never made a dollar.
No.
Ever.
You know, it's unbelievable.
Anyway,
we've had enough of the AFL, I reckon.
I think so.
Nothing else we need to touch on, I don't think.
No, I'm going to very much reserve judgment on Melbourne. And they did flog the Crows, but the Crows were well and truly undermanned. The only thing you can say without trying to be nasty or whatever is that typically a number of the Crows, so supposedly big names, went missing again. You know, that's just the way they seem to play.
So anyhow, we'll leave that be. Port's probably, the crowd was disappointing over in China, wasn't it? You know, 8,000 or whatever it was.
I did see a very clever letter written in the paper. Unfortunately, it wasn't by me, suggesting that the only thing Port forgot to take to China were the tarpaulins.
Well, weather was against them. I mean, it's not about the crowd either. It's the sponsorship and the deals. I mean, it's millions of dollars we've got out of that through
deals. That is true, but I still think the look is bad when the place is empty.
It'd be nice to see it full, wouldn't it? But what can you do?
Yeah, offer them free takeaway Chinese.
And what we might go next year, Rick. How's that?
Hey, that's an idea.
Yeah. All right, let's have a look at the local footy here. Rick?
Well, yes, it's all sort of tightened up at the top.
Well, my prediction at the beginning of the year was Tanunda, Barossa, Newry and Kapunda. Well, it's only Kapunda just right on the edge of that four now, and I'd have four from four there.
Well, you would, Phil, but they don't finish up with the top four at the beginning of June. It is interesting. I think it indicates, I think we're quite happy with Barossa. They will just tick along, they'll win their games, etc., etc. I did see Tanunda a couple of times, and they looked the deal. The only thing that worries me is that they did get beaten comfortably by Barossa, but that's only one game as well. But gee whiz, they thrashed Williston, and I thought it would be the other way around. And, you know, Williston, after their start with a few wins in a row, they've just taken a dive.
And the one thing I've noticed, Rick, is the big difference between top and bottom now.
Oh.
Wow.
Ginormous.
I mean, it's, you know, 20 plus goals, isn't it, between top and bottom. Yeah.
And I really, I mean, I don't know what you do with Gawler Central. I mean, they are really not an A-grade side.
No. No, I have managed to see them once this year, and it wasn't much more than B-grade footy.
And I was looking forward to seeing Angaston because there, you know, there were reports that they'd improved a bit, but gee whiz, they got absolutely hammered by Tanunda at home last week. I did that game, and gee, they're not much better than when I saw them last year.
Yep. So, well, it's interesting times, isn't it? I mean, the thing I've noticed is the difference between top and bottom. And the Barossa League wasn't renowned for that. You go to the Hills and you go to the other leagues and, yep, there's a big difference. Hamley Bridge is one and Angle Vale out in the Adelaide Plains. But the Barossa League's always been pretty tight-knit, but it's certainly widened.
Well, what's going to happen? I mean, you're the expert in this area with your, you know, qualification, 600 games, which you keep telling me about.
No good ones.
No, I think there's one good one. Your wife gave you 8 out of 10.
No, she didn't go. She hated it.
But the side that I think seems as though it's on the up, and I hear it was interesting that the coach suggested that they were a bit better off now because of vintage being over, but Newry seemed to be a bit on the up, move.
Aren't they? Yep, they sort of struggled early, and they're coming home with a wet sail, or whatever they call it.
Yeah, so, well, the thing it seems to me is that I reckon, you know, here we go again. I reckon you can write down Barossa and Tanunda as your top two, and then I guess it will be interesting, but I reckon that the bottom, the third and fourth are going to be between your Kapunda, your Newry, your Freeling and Williston.
Yep, absolutely.
And so, and then the bottom, you know, the bottom takes care of itself.
Well, big test for Newry this week, Barossa at Barossa. And I know you're covering that game, Rick, so we'll have an in-depth analysis from you next week.
Well, I hope that I'll be able to do that for you. So who are you picking, by the way?
Well, I'm going to go this week. I'm going for Kapunda, obviously, to beat Angaston at Kapunda.
Gee, that's a brave call.
Tanunda in an upset win over Gawler Central.
I think the only thing you need to do is try and guess the margin. I'd go for over 100 points.
I reckon 24, 25 goals, I reckon they'll win more. There you go.
Right, that's a big call.
Barossa to beat Newry at Barossa.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes.
And Freeling to beat Gawler South, who are struggling a bit too.
They are, although Freeling on their good day are a good side. And South have actually come up with a couple of surprises. I'm going to go against South, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, you're going for Freeling. Okay, yep.
It wouldn't surprise me if they actually got up.
It is at Freeling, so probably that just gives them a bit more of a home ground.
Yeah.
All right, while we're on the local stuff, there's a couple of young lads, Jez McLennan and Jack Hatley, in the under-18s state squad.
Yes, to represent the state. I saw that. Great stuff.
I know Jez. I don't know Jack offhand, but local lad. Jez is from Tanunda, and he can play. He's playing reserves footy at Centrals at the moment, and he can play.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, listen, before we go to anything else, I think it's time for the joke.
Now I'm starting to get nervous and sweaty and everything.
I hear you've got an absolute
rhythm. I've just got to get it out there, though.
Yeah, well, good luck.
All right, here we go. Well, there was a guy, and he was into snail racing. He loves snail racing.
Snail racing, don't be silly.
But he was really competitive, and he just wanted to get that little bit more out of the snails. He thought, what can I do? What on earth could I do to get them going?
So what did he do?
He took the shells off.
He took the shells off?
But they looked sluggish. I got it.
You did.
I nailed it.
That would be the best effort you've put in.
I usually tend to bugger them up, don't I? Yeah.
Well done. Yeah.
Just on the local footy quickly, see Tremburst going along his Golden Ways, he kicked 9, he's on 34, 10 in front of the nearest.
I mean, the only thing I'd say without trying to be negative is that if you're playing the poor sides and you're getting the ball served up, like I saw him, he kicked 2 in the first 5 minutes last week, and it's a wonder he didn't kick 102, you know, because Ango just weren't there.
Will he kick 100? He may kick 100.
He may.
34, he's on the way. So I mean, that's you know, obviously you have a spearhead like that, they still is, you know, I mean, Barossa got Chillabeer, and they got Tremburth, so I rate this Tremburth, he's quite a good player.
He is. Now, listen, just before we wind up, because we haven't got much time, just a very brief comment, if I can, on Cricket Australia. Amazing, they give these guys a 12 month ban, Smith, Warner, and Bancroft. you know, to show that we, even if the rest of the cricket world were only handing out one and two games, that we were serious about cutting out this behaviour and ball tampering and all the other.
So 12 months of 12 being months. Mean not playing anything, wouldn't it?
Exactly. Well, you'd have thought so. That's what they actually
They're not
said.
Playing.
They are playing, Phil. You what? Won't believe this. This week or next week, I can't remember, would you believe that our ex-captain, Stephen Smith, he's flying off to Canada to play in the T20 comp over there. And our vanquished David Warner, Mr. Nice Guy, and Cameron Bancroft, they're going to compete in the Northern Territory T20 competition and one days.
Well, that'll teach them, won't it?
Well, I mean, 12 months, maybe they've got it, their calendars is different to ours, Cricket Australia.
Time
12
flies.
Months means about 2.5. I mean,
that's a joke.
If you're going to hand down a decision, you've got to stick with it.
Exactly right. They should perhaps be able to practice, you know, in the nets. Yeah. By themselves or whatever, not with the team. Yeah. That should be it. 12-month ban is a 12-month ban, isn't it?
But, well, anyway. You'd think so. But the funny thing is, even before they announced this, they were doing their spade work to try and ease the pain as well, because they'd actually bent the rules to say, oh, well, they can play club cricket at the beginning of next season. But Western Australia, the WACA, have a rule that says that they couldn't. So Cricket Australia went to the WACA and twisted their arms so that Bancroft could play club cricket. So it's sort of like, I'm not sure how many of our listeners remember the Clayton's drink that was the non-alcoholic drink
you're having when you're not having a drink.
Exactly. Well, I reckon this is the 12 months ban that you have when you're not having a ban.
Good point, I reckon.
What? I mean, it's embarrassing.
It is a joke. I mean, there you go.
Anyway, so, well, I think we've just about run
out
of time.
Well, yeah, we're probably on overtime here.
We are. But anyway, it's been interesting because there's a lot happening, and both in the AFL, the BL and G, and cricket, well, that never lies down, does it?
No.
Well, until next time, this is Rick.
And this is Phil.